Summer might well be a thing of the past, especially given that frost that most of us have woken up to today. But if you'd like to revisit warmer times, maybe a nostalgic barbecue in your puffer jacket, hat and gloves, or indeed have the winter staple of bangers and mash, and maybe want to try something new, the Vegan Society has been working its way through plant-based sausages on sale here to find the best on offer. 30 entrants from around 20 different companies, and Greater Goods took home the New Zealand title. The award-winning effort was a beet barbecue banger. Philip Greater from Greater Goods, which is a vegan delicatessen and butchery in Sydenham. Yes, a vegan butchery, you heard that right, is with us now. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Tell me about your beet barbecue banger.
Well, it's one of the first sausages we made. We started with a range of chorizo and beef-styled sausages because they're kind of the easy thing to make when you're making seitan, which is what we do. It's kind of an ancient technique of using natural ingredients and forming it into a sausage shape. But that's what we started doing, and now we've got a full range of pâtés, spreads, cheeses, ribs, steaks, all sorts of things.
So you call it a barbecue banger. Is it best cooked on a barbecue or in a pan? What do you think?
Either way, I mean, everything tastes better on a barbecue, right? But
pretty much.
Yeah. It is delicious in a pan. It's just a really simple, beautiful meat that we made that uses beetroot for colour and for sweetness.
Now, you come from a line of traditional butchers. How did you get into the kind of vegan butchery, if that is indeed the right phrase to call it?
Yeah, we started calling ourselves a vegan butchery, but now we sort of lean towards delicatessen / butchery, which is more encompassing and kind of more indicative of what we're doing now. But I am from a long line of butchers and fishermen, so it was kind of a way of subverting. When I moved from the music industry into the food industry, it was a way of sort of subverting and embracing that heritage, I think. You know, I've always had a real passion for food and for vegetarian and vegan food, having been vegan for 23 years. So it seemed like a natural fit, and that this world of vegan meats and cheeses and gourmet vegan food is really at its start right now, and especially in New Zealand. And so it's really great to be part of it. I really wanted to be part of the innovation of that within New Zealand.
You say it's just at its start. A lot of people perhaps haven't tried things like vegan sausages, vegan cheese and that kind of thing. Is it nice?
It is. And, I mean, for a long time, believe me, there were not many good options around. So we were all happy with whatever we could get our hands on. But things have really rapidly changed over the last few years. And now, I mean, this competition existing is a good indication of that. I think there are so many amazing options available now that are not just a lot of options, but a lot of very good options to the point where it's worth having a competition.
How did you celebrate the win?
Well, we were really pleased. It was wonderful timing for good news after the struggles of lockdown as a hospitality venue as well as a delicatessen. It's been a difficult time with lockdown, and straight after level one started, we were burgled on our premises. So we were due for some good news. So we were really pleased.
Sounds like it. Thank you very much, Flip Greater there from Greater Goods.